Each and every week, Homeschool Think Tank shares two podcast episodes with you. While our Monday episode is all about mindset, the other episode is all about homeschooling. I decided to start sharing a weekly episode about mindset because I've seen the difference that it makes in my own life. To learn more about how we serve homeschool families, visit homeschoolthinktank.com. My name is Jackie, and welcome to the Homeschool Think Tank Parenting Podcast. So I recorded this episode back in 2021, and I thought it would be useful to you still. So I decided to release it again, and just a side note that I recorded this episode while I was in the car driving down the road, so the audio is a little bit off. But I think you'll find this episode useful. Enjoy. I oftentimes listen to podcasts. Well, oftentimes, like every single day, multiple times a day. I love podcasts, which is why I am the host of a podcast, because I have found so much value in so many different podcasts, and they have literally changed my life. And I started listening to a podcast knowing that something would be said in this episode that would inspire me. So let me back up just a moment. In case you haven't figured this out yet, a lot of these episodes I record on the fly. I just pick up my phone and push record. It's sort of awesome. So the gal that I was listening to, she says, "Wherever you are, there you'll be." I'll say it again. Wherever you are, there you will be. And I want to tell you about the time that this like nearly slapped me across the face. It was like the thought, wherever I am, there I will be. I was setting up a temporary type fence for my daughter's dog agility course. This was several years ago before I started Homeschool Think Tank, but it was in essence the moment that Homeschool Think Tank began, because I realized in this moment I was just sort of grumpy and you can fill in the blank. My oldest daughter was outside helping me, and I realized I was pouring this anger of mine onto her. And in this moment of realization, it just sort of made me sick to my stomach to realize what I was doing, because that is not the mom that I want to be. And we'd had some pretty big lifestyle changes, and I was finding those lifestyle changes to be very frustrating, even though we did it on purpose. And I'll tell you what we did. We moved to get horses. Our kids had always, our oldest had really been into horses for a long time. My husband and I are not horse people, but our oldest just lives and breathes horses and loves it. And it was clear that this was something that she was just sort of born to do. And we'd worked with other horse trainers for years on end, and at some point we made this move thinking we knew what we were getting into. But sort of like, you know, when you have children, you might think you know what you're getting into, and then you realize, wow, parenthood is so much more, like responsibility and all of these things. You love it, but it's more than you can ever imagine, you know, and you know how it is. If somebody doesn't have kids and they think they know what it's like to have kids, they don't. And you know that to be true. Well, it's sort of the same with horses. You might think you know what it's like to have horses, but you don't until you have them. And holy cow, are they expensive. And it's sort of like this ball and chain. You can't really go anywhere. It's, oh my gosh, it's just sort of tough. Well, anyway, all of these changes combined with other changes that were not necessarily something we planned on, I was feeling a lot of stress. And, and let's combine that with I had had a hysterectomy and my medication just wasn't right yet. So
Yeah, a lot of little things were adding up and some big things. And I was feeling a lot of stress and I was taking this anger out on my kiddo. And that's just not how I want to be. Anyway, I realized I needed to make a change or multiple changes. It was just sort of like this moment. And it's so weird because I literally remember the moment. I could probably tell you the date. I know I could actually within 2 or 3 days. Anyway, it was like I had this moment, this snapping moment of something has to change. I can't live like this. And really, it was sort of in that time frame where I started dreaming about Homeschool Think Tank. And part of it was I was trying to figure out ways to add additional income because this horse thing is expensive. And we'd made all these changes. I didn't want to take them away, you know, and say, like, this is just too much. But I could just see it wasn't sustainable because we were dipping into savings all the time for horses. And so I started making changes. I started looking for ways to supplement our income because it was just expensive. But I did not want to go back to work. Before my husband and I were ever married, we made the decision that if we had kids, for us, kids were not a guarantee. It was maybe we'll have kids, maybe we won't. But if we had kids, that I would be a stay-at-home mom. I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, and he wanted the mother of his children to be a stay-at-home mom. So that was our choice. I can't say that I feel like I'm totally a stay-at-home mom today. I am still a stay-at-home mom, but running Homeschool Think Tank is work. It's not exactly the same as being a stay-at-home mom. I work from home, but it's not the same. So as I started looking for ways to supplement my income, in that same time frame, my oldest daughter had been writing books, like novels. And it was evident to me that at some point she would publish, and I wanted to learn how to help her self-publish and market a book because I didn't want to learn on the book she had worked so hard on, which is where Think Homeschool came from initially and ultimately where Homeschool Think Tank came from. But that all really had a huge side effect. I started being happy again. And I realized that in retrospect, I was very busy being a mom and doing all the mom things and homeschooling, I was also simultaneously bored out of my mind. Just bored beyond tears. I just could hardly stand it anymore. I felt like I just cleaned house and did the dishes and cleaned the toilet and raked the yard. And it was just the monotony, the same thing over and over and over again. And my kids were getting older where they didn't need so much hand-holding like they do when they're younger. So Homeschool Think Tank actually lit me on fire. It lit me up. And you know what? Wherever you are, there you will be. So while I was bored and frustrated and just busy, but not necessarily mentally excited about anything, there I was. And then when I started doing something that really was for me, because it had been a very long time since I had done something that really was for me. It really was for my kids too, because I had some challenges and I needed to figure out how to solve those problems. So it was sort of, you know, it was when I started the first day I sat down to write a book, I literally brainstormed, what am I going to write about? Because my purpose was to just learn how to self-publish. It wasn't really like, ooh, I want to write about homeschooling. I realized I knew quite a bit about homeschooling. So then in the process of writing that book, I started realizing all of the challenges I had and going, oh, I could be more proactive and solve some of these problems. And oh, I bet I'm not alone in my challenges. I bet there are a lot of other people who have challenges like this too. Maybe I can help others. And so all of these things, and then seeing how you could use those tools to help your own kids too. So all of the different things combined and just rocked my world. And I know that might sound so crazy, but I cannot begin to tell you how much I love running Homeschool Think Tank, how much I love making an impact, a positive impact on people that I haven't even ever met. And some people who I have met now because of Homeschool Think Tank. But I had never done something to help others in such a tremendous way as I'm doing with Homeschool Think Tank. You know, everything revolved around my family and helping my family. And that is wonderful. And I love that. But I really love getting outside of my own world too, outside of myself, and learning about other people. And sometimes you learn something and it just sort of wakes you up and you're like, oh gosh, I had never really thought about that perspective. So doing something different in my life when I felt stagnant made all the difference for me. And now it's like, wherever I am, there I am, instead of looking in the mirror and seeing a grumpy, unhappy woman. I look in the mirror and I think, damn, I'm pretty awesome. And look at what I have accomplished. And I am so excited. I am absolutely on fire about my life and about where my life is going. So wherever I am, there I will be. Today, I want to say that if you're unhappy in your life, look within yourself, because wherever you are, there you will be. And likewise, if you are happy in your life, look inside yourself and take note of what it is that is making you happy. Because each and every one of us will have challenges in our lives. And over throughout our lives, we'll have various challenges. And we will have moments where we don't feel happy. But it's important to understand where your happiness comes from. And how you can get back to it when you find yourself in a slump. And I want to say that overall in my life, I have been a very happy woman. But that was an extended period of unhappiness for me, and I didn't even realize how unhappy I was. So I'm getting choked up. So right now, by and large, I am a happy woman. I still have some challenges in my life, but I really try to manage my mind and do my best to be proactive in addressing the challenges that I do have. And I can tell you this. Running Homeschool Think Tank and helping parents like yourself lights me up. I love it.
I want to invite you to sign up for a homeschool consultation with me. I am a certified life coach and I am a homeschooling consultant. So I help you homeschool your kids, but I also help you with things like what I was going through. where sometimes you're having different challenges in your life and you just need a little bit of guidance, a little bit of help. And as a certified life coach, I am trained to help you in all the areas of your life. So whether you need help with homeschooling or you need help with another area of your life, sign up for a consultation with me and let's see if I can help you. Check the link in the show notes below or go to homeschoolthinktank.com to learn how I help homeschooling parents like you. Live and learn your way. My name is Jackie and I am your host of the Homeschool Think Tank Parenting Podcast. Bye-bye. Below or go to homeschoolthinktank.com to learn how we serve homeschool families.